And now an article by Onni Hiemstra, entitled Hugh Willis and His Journey with Elevate. And on the page is a lovely photograph of Hugh and Di sitting on a sofa at home, and they've got their photo album open, and they're looking at some amazing photographs of memories of Elevate Christian Ministry. On January the 11th this year, Hugh Willis took up citizenship in heaven. The funeral service at City Impact Church was attended by over 700 people. It was a celebration of his life and a testament to his faith. Many more watched the service online, zooming in from the Elevate branches nationwide and from overseas. There's a lot to say about Hugh Willis, beloved husband, dad, and grandfather. A man who loves a game of cricket, driving cars, hot pools, quality chocolate, Sudoku puzzles, the complicated ones, plants, biscuits, tramping, and pudding, more than the first course. A mathematics teacher for over four decades, and a bushman who built tracks in the Awaruku Bush Reserve. Now, for most of us, Hugh was the behind-the-scenes person keeping the Elevate Christian Disability Trust going. The story of Elevate is now nearly 50 years old. It was the vision and mission of two very determined ladies, but a lot of it would never have happened if it wasn't for the loyal commitment of Hugh Willis. He was Di's rock and supporter. Di shares, "It all started so small in our living room, and we had to learn everything when it became an official thing. We had no clue what we were doing, but Hugh would work into whatever hour of the night. I don't think I ever asked his permission. I don't think he has ever tried to stop me. He never said no to any of my ideas." Hugh would say, "If you heard from God, we should do this. It will happen." Hugh Petrie Willis was born on the 8th of July, 1934, the son of the Anglican minister at St. Andrews in Epsom. Teaching was his career to be. Hugh had done mathematics teaching stints in Canada and the UK before he returned to New Zealand and settled in Torbay. He took over his father's house close to the beach. It wasn't until a tramping trip on the South Island in 1968 that an English-born fellow tramper caught his eye. She pretended to be interested in mountain plants, just like him. But Di could not continue to play that card for very long. Neither were yet Christians. And yet, independently from each other, they came to faith during the now famous Billy Graham Crusades. They married in May of 1970. Hugh was unflappable. He was very steady, strong, with this wonderful dry humour. God was his spark to guide him, to let him know what he had to do, says Di. Hugh did it all over the years, chairman and treasurer of the trust, editor of the Encourager magazine, host of many meetings, taxi driver, visiting camps and branches, the author of 8 books and pamphlets, photographer, and keeping Di on track. Di recalled, "He was called out once for taming the tornado, me. He received a certificate for that during one of the camps. Often, he was found behind a camera, taking photos." In that first year, the meetings in their home had 81 people crammed into the living room, including 9 wheelchairs. Hugh complained that there was no room for his camera to take a photograph. It was a rare occasion when Hugh was actually in the photo. One of those occasions was at the first CFFD National Camp at Totara Springs in Matamata in 1982. Hugh was baptized during that camp. "It was the only time he went in that pool," Di laughs. Hugh rarely missed a national camp since, and we were thrilled that he was able to visit the 40th camp Labour Weekend 2023 with his daughter Jenny. One of the toughest responsibilities for Hugh was the quarterly publication of the Encourager magazine. Di says, Hugh was always on the lookout for good stories. Sometimes there was not much to start with, but then it would fall in place. It is God's magazine after all. The magazine has made its title proud. It's been an encourager for many people, not just in New Zealand. Many a copy has been sent overseas. The message was always as in the quote from 1 Samuel 16 verse 7. The church, and we as Jesus' followers, should see as God sees, not focusing on the outward appearance, but on the precious soul within. To look at the heart. All believers are part of the body of Christ. A church without disabled people is a disabled church. The hours have been rewarded. Di and Hugh both have the Queen's Service Medal. I don't think Hugh was a perfectionist, says Di, but he was thrilled and satisfied to see a job well done. When recently sorting through things before the sale of their home, Di found Hugh's QSM certificate among a pile of papers. This speaks volumes of the humility that Hugh had. Hugh fully understood the importance of the ministry he was in. As quoted in his book, On the Knife Edge of Faith, from a testimony given by Margie Willers during one of the many church services, she surprised the congregation by stating that the most disabled person was the one who had no faith in Jesus Christ. The whole congregation was shocked by this assertion from a woman who was confined to a wheelchair and who spoke with great difficulty. On their 30th wedding anniversary, Hugh spoke of the personal importance of his involvement in the ministry. The fact that both of us are heavily involved in the work with people with disabilities has been of tremendous value to our relationship. Over the years, Hugh has impacted many people's lives. The number of people who attended his funeral is a testament to this. He met many different people over his lifetime, some famous and many not. Regardless of who he was talking to, his humor was the same. Di recalls when Johnny Erickson Tada visited New Zealand on an invitation from Elevate. She says, when Johnny sat at our dinner table, Hugh came out with a pot with a live rabbit inside. So funny. In reality, Hugh had never cooked a meal since he married. We're going to leave you with a response from Johnny Erickson Tada on the news of Hugh's death and the beautiful words from the hymn, Be Still My Soul. This is what Johnny writes. This is with permission from Di. She says, when I received the news last night about Hugh's home going to heaven, I thought of the words of the old hymns that I turn to when my heart is hurting. I am singing these words over you from Be Still My Soul. Be still, my soul. Your God still undertakes to guide the future as he has the past. Your hope, your confidence, let nothing shake. All now mysterious shall be plain at last. Be still, my soul. The waves and winds still know the one who ruled them when he dwelt below. Aren't you glad that we all know the Lord Jesus? Soon, and very soon, we shall all be with our wonderful Saviour and with our loved ones, with no more death or disability or old age. What a glorious day that shall be when we shall jump up and down and laugh for joy. Until that time, may God's comfort be your consolation, and may the hope of heaven strengthen your heart. Here's a list of books written by Hugh Willis. The Knife Edge of Faith, its stories behind the ministry. The First 21 Years, History of the Trust, 1976 to 1991. For Bitter or Better, 11 Testimonies by People with Disabilities. I Hammered on the Gates of Heaven, Poems by Beverly Henry. He Lifted Me, Poems by Yvonne Hammond. He Is Altogether Lovely, Poems by Yvonne Hammond. Superb Walks in Albany, East Coast Bays, and the Awaruku Bush Reserve. Now, with this article, there are lots of lovely pictures. First of all, there's a picture of Hugh's baptism at Tutara Springs in Matamata. A much younger Hugh there, still with dark hair, and he's being baptized by a couple in the swimming pool. There's also a lovely picture of Hugh wearing a suit and tie, a striped shirt, and he's receiving the Queen's Service Medal. A fantastic photograph of Hugh with Ian Fletcher at an Elevate National Camp. There's a photograph of Hugh receiving some chocolates. We all know how much Hugh loved his chocolate. He's receiving the chocolates from Pastor Jeff Wickland at Elevate's 40th celebration. And another one of Hugh in a check shirt with his sleeves rolled up. Absolutely a man of action. Working with another person with lots and lots of paper on a desk at the Elevate Centre.